Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
I'm here with my probably one of my, if not my favorite magician in the whole world, someone I've got so much respect for, the one and only, the Don, Adam Wilbur. He's just sat down and I've just spent the last half an hour talking him through exactly what Evoke's all about, all the principles, all of the stuff that's hidden into it. You've watched the trailer before anyone else. What do you think, Adam?
I said to you earlier, I get excited when I see something that, regardless of what it is, I would use instantly. I say it all the time. And watching the trailer, maybe 45 seconds in, I went, yep, I'm putting this in. We know there's something real special about mentalism over magic. Magic's a very simple way to say, at least the kind I do, look how good I am, right? There's obviously skill in doing this color change and doing it. So it's a very me-centered thing. Mentalism gets a little bit away from that for me as a performer. Now tying in emotions to it, I'm sort of stumbling over words because my brain is right now thinking of the things I can do. But I've played with just writing emotions on a blank card years ago, just to be able to force an emotion and talk through that emotion. And this, the second I saw the posters of the office posters we've all seen a million times, they've turned them into memes. And then you showed me the box they came in. It is 100% like, when can I have it now? I've been doing a lot more close-up magic lately and been looking over the last 3 months for items, you know, kind of, hey, cool, I get to shop again. And it was a little discouraging. Talked to some friends, pretty discouraging what's been out. Worker stuff. There's cool, clever stuff that comes out, but like, what can I put in my case? And this is perfect. I want something to hook them, right? To talk about that classic saying, no one's going to remember what you did or said, they'll remember how you made them feel. Well, we know as magicians, we can very easily plant a memory, right? Part of our recall in our presentations at the end of a trick is to plant a false memory so they remember the presentation differently. We can do the exact same thing with these emotions now, right? So the first thing was, I have sort of a corny style of performing. I want this motivation and inspiration behind my performance, which can come off as cheesy. But imagine being able to force the anxiety card or a card that instills fear. And in your presentation, you're astonishing them, but you're also giving them tools to beat anxiety or to combat fear when it pops up into their life. So now they're not remembering you did a magic trick. They're remembering a real moment of a miracle, this spontaneous sort of inspirational, motivational help moment where, hey, magician was doing something. And then he pulled out those posters you see in the office walls. And man, every time I'm anxious now, I do these things that he said, and I just remember it. I want to be remembered for that instead of, yo, this guy was amazing with a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. So this is why I'm excited. This idea of being able to fabricate their memories in a way I want them to, based off an emotion or a tool set that they can use to help with emotions that they may have. Yeah. Right. That's all from 30 seconds of the trailer. And then you showed me everything. And, you know, like I said, it's real nice when you see things and go, oh, I would have done this or I would have done that because I'm a worker and I know situations that might have needed it. This has been thought out. Like all the things I could think of, oh, you should have done this. They're all in there, right? Plus more. Like, significantly more. So yeah, this is the one I'm truly excited about, and more so because I'm taking a bit of a break from creating and I'm getting that performing bug again. And this is it will 100% be in my repertoire, and the freedom of sort of my, what I can do with it, right? It's not like, oh, this is a trick, you got to do it this way. It's like, here's a tool. We say that all the time, but like, really, here's a tool. If you're a little bit creative, have fun. I'm super pumped about this one, dude, for sure.
You know what? You're right. I'm so excited. I've spoken to a few different mentalists and creators, and every single one of them have said, oh, my mind's racing. You could go this way and this way. And everyone said something completely different that's genius that I hadn't even thought of. And I think that, like, people like you, they're going to pick this up and just go in a completely different direction to anything I thought of. And you're right, you've got those tools there to be able to kind of go, well, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, I'm going to do the other. Yeah.
Even simple double lift, right? They get a negative emotion, you put it in their hand, you tell them they have the power to turn their emotion around, whatever, right? Soppy little motivational story about how you don't have to be anxious. If you look at anxiety in this light and flip it on its head, anxiety can actually turn into energy. As a matter of fact, turn it over and now it's energy. It's we say all the cliched sayings and stuff. It's a toolbox. It's a, it's a tool for it. Really, this is a tool that I could see. I mean, I'll watch the tutorial, right? I'm sure there's some gold on there, but this is one of those things where it's like, I don't need a tutorial. I just need those. Yeah. Like, let me have those in a couple weeks with the real audience and let me have fun. Yeah. I'm pumped. We get calls all the time, right? People say, I got something new. And you sit through it, but I don't care if you sell any of these or not. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm in no part of it, but truly, I think this one is a home run. You said this might be the best thing you've created. As far as a worker being able to flex their creativity and touch people in a way that's different, I think you nailed it, dude. I think this is it.
Thank you so much. And you know what? You mentioned earlier on about coming out of the pandemic. There's gigs everywhere. Things are just like really picking up, which is amazing. But one thing I found is now more than ever since the pandemic, mental health and it is such an important thing everywhere. And if you can tie that into your narrative and how you present your magic, it becomes so much more powerful than, look, this card came to the top of the deck. You know, it allows you to really kind of make it more.
Amen. I mean, watch Darren Brown and leave his show. You don't leave there. Well, we might because we're magicians, but people don't leave the show going, how do you do that? They leave there with a and want an excitement about life. And if with a little 26 pack cards, you can script something that lets that audience member leave there with a new outlook, a slightly new outlook. It's something as simple as, you know, almost half of society deals with anxiety, and that is skyrocketing. We all know why, right? And it won't go, it's not going anywhere. It's going to keep going up. But there are actual tools besides vices like alcohol and things like that can help people with anxiety. Imagine as an entertainer, we can first entertain, astonish, and bewilder, but also when they walk away, we've taught them something or left them with a valuable piece of life. You know, there's people that don't even understand what anxiety is, what anger is, right? It took me 40 years to understand that emotions aren't who I am. They're just a state that I'm feeling, right? And being able to sort of relay these messages that it doesn't come off as like, you know, if I look back at my earlier magic, I was always trying to make a message, but it was always super corny. And I could see videos of that and be like, ugh. Being able to have something that's so simple that it pretty much works itself forces us as entertainers to put a real presentation to it. And that's what excites me, because that opens up the door for my true personality to connect with someone else. And there's not a lot of magic out there that allows me to do that. A deck of cards can do that, but I find every time I use a deck of cards, it pretty quickly turns into me doing some heavy sleight of hand and kind of show off-y magic, you know? Mentalism, you don't really get to show off. There's no flash to mentalism, right? There's no, whoa, there's no colors. It's like, as I invented color psychology, you know what I'm saying though. I think I've always loved the idea of using playing cards for mentalism, because I'm good with cards and I can do sleights that I can get away with and stuff. So really excited to see how I can utilize some invisible sleight of hand and tie the emotion in on top of it. So I just want to get these things, in all honesty. I just want a pack so I can start playing around with ideas. To me, the little nuances, the you know, I don't know how much I can or can't say, but the markings on the back.
No, you're fine to talk about the markings. No problem at all.
Again, it's worker thought out, right? It's clear. If someone, you know, there's a time where I could have been like, oh, I'm going to invent this thing where it's emotions and there's these posters. And everyone would be like, that's a great idea. And it would be rushed to market. And it's got a back design that looks one thing. And it's got a bot, right? It would have just been like, cool, emotions. And you can do these things with it. I appreciate the time you've taken to say, well, there's probably a little more we could add to this. Oh, I was outperforming and they cut here and I didn't know because I couldn't read the mark. Well, let's put it on this one. So no matter what, we can see it. All those little nuances are the things that excite me, where I know all I have to do is watch the instructions once, I'm good to go. And then the rest is just up to me and what I want to. You know, I think that the strength of this will be when people realize it isn't now about what trick I want to do. It's about what emotion do I want my spectator to feel? And you're forcing entertainers to think that way. You know, that's something some entertainers never, ever understand. Mm-hmm. I don't care what tricks I'm doing. My show or my set, I always approach with what emotion do I want my spectators to leave with? Well, I literally have 26 to pick from now. Like, that's awesome, dude. I'm excited to see how people utilize that, right? It's not about the trick. It's literally about the emotion. Why? That's all that's on the cards is emotion. I love it, dude. Really, really.
Thank you so much, man. And yeah, I mean, you're right. I've found that I mentioned it before off camera, but doing classic card routines with these changes everything. Like, you can have someone pick an emotion, shuffle it into the pack, and you can do a triumph and talk about how, have you ever had a period in your life where all of your emotions are all over the place? All you have to do is focus on that one emotion that means a lot to you, gets you grounded. You're doing a triumph, but it doesn't feel like a triumph. Even an ambitious card, they pick an emotion, you put it in the middle. If you focus on that emotion, doesn't matter how much negativity there is in your life, it's always going to come up to the top right there where you can see it. You know, whatever the trick is, the trick.
I love it.
These and it just changes everything. Oil and water. Think about oil and water with four positive and four negative emotions. Just.
I love that you'd mentioned the out of this world, right? Just the idea of saying, which is true. You know, we will all have emotions that fluctuate up and down, positive and negative. Some people fixate on the negative and they stay in a cycle of negative because they associate that emotion with them, with their self-worth and their character. And you can explain this as you're showing there's positive and negative emotions in life. Here, I do your out of this world, and you sort of let them know you are in control of your emotions, right? While you might feel anger, it doesn't mean you're an angry person. It means it's an emotion going through and you'll always have control. And then have them flip it over and see that, yeah, you're in full control of you want to be positive or negative. I mean, ambitious card, like you said, you know, any real classic of magic, even a couple that are just gotten married or engaged and you dual force the same emotion, you have them read each other's emotional state, right? All these things. Yeah, it's just it's almost like taking a tool that everybody's used and not really innovated on since the Invisible Deck. And given them that, right? And then there's been a few things that had other things, some Scrabble cards that were playing cards, your Rubik's Cube stuff. But again, it's what you did. I don't feel anything about a Rubik's Cube. I don't feel anything about Scrabble. You know, maybe you could spell a word or something, but I love it. I'm pretty cheesy in my performances because my emphasis is always trying to be on how I want them to leave feeling. So for a creator like yourself that could have put anything out to focus on emotions and entertainment and emotions and magic, my hat's off, dude. Really good job.
Oh, Adam, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I've got so much respect for you and the fact that you like it so much. It means the world to me, honestly. And
I can't wait to get it in my hands, dude.
I'm getting one sent out to you immediately. It's going to happen. I can't wait to see what you come up with. You got to promise me that when you come up with something incredible that's not on the tutorial, you show me.
So I'm going to be doing a ton of progressive motorcycle magic this year, and I've got these glasses that film it all. That's part of the deal. I will 100% get some real raw live reactions from motorcycle enthusiasts that are biker gangs to the, you know, 60-year-old retiree, and we'll see what emotions can do to them. I think it'll be a really good a good environment for a real world, like this is how you can actually affect people, you know.
That would be amazing. Adam, thank you.
More than happy to send them your way, dude. Absolutely.
I'd love to see them, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Keep putting out this kind of magic, because I think 3 months of searching for something to add into the case, all I had to do was pick the phone up and call you. So keep it up, brother.
Thanks, man. I'll see you soon, all right?
We are recording. So let's talk about this deck.
Yes. I am so excited about this. It took me... Oh my gosh. I think this has been like two and a half years in the making. I think I first went to Phil with the idea 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you know, it evolves greatly from the initial concept, but it's got to a point now where there's so much that you can do with it.
Yes. I have to tell you something. You know, I've been very, you know, I wrote like trilogy of books of emotional mentalism and stuff. This is, I think, not just a deck of cards. This is a tool. This is a tool that really can get the people emotionally, you know, it really goes to touch people really deeply. You know, I think what you've done with this is to create something. I think this deck, if it's used well, can actually change people's life. Because I tell you, it's the moment you do a piece of magic or a piece of mentalism, you know, where you leave some, you know, people wonder how you did it, that's one thing. But when you leave people with an emotion, it changes everything. This is really something. I was looking at the performances and stuff, and this is really something that will stay in my pocket 100%. And it's even something that you don't want to do often. This is something that you want to do when the moment is right, when you know that you want to give a message to someone. I think this is what makes this very different. You know, because you can do trick with playing cards and that you can wow the people, no problem. You can do fun things, yes, okay. But when you can talk about them, it changes everything. When you really affect them emotionally, then where the real magic is. You know, I think your deck is even so, it's so good that the people can even just cut the deck. You can just literally just give them the deck in their hands and just think about your life. The deck will give an answer right now. Yeah. Cut the deck everywhere you like. Boom. That's it. You don't really need to do anything more. You know, it's so powerful that can even work just like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, coming from you, that means so much. It really does. I have.
When I saw it, I say, "Oh man, this thing! I need to have this in my pocket right now." Because you know, it's I do a lot, especially when you do one to one. I do often like special parties. Actually, I did this a few weeks ago in Milano. Basically, I had a private room in a big place they rent, where there was the mentalist room. So I had a group of 5, 6, even one or two people coming in the room and experience the mentalism and the magic. If I had this deck with me, I was going to kill them. I mean, this is incredible. It's really good, man. Really good. This, I think... You've done a lot of great releases, but I think this release, mentally speaking, this is one of the best releases you have done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, thank you.
100%. 100%. It's good. It's really good. I mean, send me one now.
I'm going to. Don't worry, I'm going to. It's in the post. That's so cool. Can I go through how the marking system works?
Yes, of course. Now I need to know the marking system because annoying is feel.
Well, yeah, we spent a lot of time working on it. So there's a few principles at play here, and a lot more than what people think. So first of all, it's designed to be stacked if you want it to be stacked.
Okay.
So it's the emotions are alphabetical from A through to Z. Yep. So anxiety, boredom, confidence. So obviously, you don't have to have it stacked, but if you do have it stacked, you could technically have them cut the deck, take the card, look at the bottom card, you know what it is. But working with Phil, we didn't want to have any memory work. So we needed to work out a way of cueing the information on the card from the back, right? And so
Phil, it's not easy because there's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's only one word. I mean, it's easy, but you have a like.
I have a lot of stuff on
there. You have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So this is my phone. Hopefully you can see this.
Yeah, I can see.
So if you look at it, the backs of the cards, there's lines.
Oh, now, I can read your.
If you look at the top row, you'll see the word anxiety.
Ah, yeah.
Each square is a letter. In fact, I can bring up for you here very quickly. Just 1 minute.
I saw that I can.
John, I'm going to bring something up that makes it'll. Okay, so let me show you this. So each, if I share my screen for a second, that's the alphabet. That's the alphabet.
Ah, yeah. Here you go. Now I can.
So
see
you can see there A through to Z. So those are the marks. So now you've seen those marks. If you look here, you'll see. Hang on a minute. Let me just bring this up full screen. There we go. So you'll see
anxiety. I can see anxiety, because you use an X. Yeah. Anxiety.
Yes. And then if you look at the next one down, the next one, the next card down is boredom.
Boredom. I can read. Yeah. Wow.
So you can't.
I mean, Phil is a freaking genius. I mean, this is. It, because it looks like, you know what, remind me, in Italy we have this very colorful window, which are like transparent window, is glass, no, transparent glass, that made of square, it's a typical Italian thing, and each square has a drawing in it, it's like a line or something, that remind me this kind of glass.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That you have on the window, there are like also in the church, in some church in Italy, they have this big window made all these square, little square glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can actually see, it remind me this. It's actually very elegant too, the design on the back.
Well, the nice thing is the next line down actually tells you the next card along in stack. Okay. So they cut and they take it rather than having to look at that card.
Oh, you look at the one in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. So if you look at the, again, boredom along the top,
anxiety,
if you look at the next line down, you'll see anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's telling you what the next card is in stack. Now, the other thing that we did, and I will show you this.
Wow, man. So, there's a lot of going on.
These are obviously the cards, anxiety, boredom, confidence. Blah, 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 depressed. There's 26 cards. There's 13 positive emotions.
Yeah.
And there's 13 negative emotions. The negative emotions are in black and white. The images are black and white.
So you do out of this world.
Yeah, the positive emotions are in color. So you can have a very striking visual out of this world. If you look confident, that's in color. You'll look at boredom, for example, it's that's black and white. You're going to see anxiety, it's black and white.
And so you have also the marking that tells you from the back if it's color or...
Well, yeah, but more than that. The other... So yes, the marking, if you look at the... Well, I'll show you that now. If you look at the top right, there you go. If you look at the very top right of the card, which is there...
There's a straight line there. Yeah.
Well, there's a plus or a minus. You can see that's a...
plus will be color and minus.
Plus would be positive, minus is negative. So just by looking at the minus or the plus, you know whether it's a positive or a negative emotion. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you know whether it's in color or black and white. But the actual quotes... So each card has got a quote on it.
Yes.
The quotes have the mother of all book tests built into it. So on each quote, there's one long word. All of the words are under five letters or less. Yeah. There's one long word. And it's a different word on each card, but it's one long word. And then if we go look at the back design again, and we go and have a look at this, the third line down will tell you, and I'll do this so you can see, the third line down will tell you what that mother of all book test word is. So if you look at the top line, that's word. Confidence. Then yeah. Underneath you've got boredom, and yes. Then you can see perseverance there. So the third line down is going to tell you what the word is they're thinking
of. So you don't even need to memorize anything.
You don't need to memorize any of the long words, because you literally just have them take a card, read through the quote, think of a word on that quote, and just by looking at the balance of the deck in your hand and looking at the third line down, you're going to know the word they're thinking of immediately, with no fishing and no memorization.
Well, and this is when the deck is stuck. But basically, even if you break the stuck, you can do it anyway, because it just...
Oh, yeah, because the cards are marked anyway. You can have the cards shuffled and you can have them mixed up, and there's still a ton of stuff you can do because you're still getting the information off the cards, which is pretty cool.
Anyway,
but then the other thing that's...
In total, there are 26 cards, right?
There's only 26 cards, yeah, there's only 26.
So you can stack easily anyway. You don't need a lot of time.
Exactly. Now, the other thing is the fronts of the cards. We talked about the images being black and white and color. Yes. I also built the Cram principle into the images. So there's only five images that actually rotate, but they look different. So you've got flower,
yeah,
tree,
so you can draw in duplication, basically, the water,
and then ocean. And then it goes back to a flower, but a different flower,
yeah,
different tree, different mountain, different waterfall.
Different
ocean.
So then basically, when you reveal the cards, you can actually tell them what they're looking, because, like you say, that with that method, you can say anything that will fit.
Yeah, and the back of the card also tells you what image is on the card, whether it's a flower, tree, mountain, waterfall, body of water. So you can also do a really cool, almost like a tossed out deck type thing,
yes,
where you have the card shuffled, you have somebody look at an image, you have somebody else look at an image, you have five people look at images, and you can do like a tossed out deck where you tell them the five images they're thinking of,
nice,
and they all sit down.
But not only that, you can actually have people going doing a journey with their mind in, yes, the image, you know. So imagine you say, okay, you are sitting right there, imagine you are touching this, okay, I feel something natural. Maybe it's a tree or a flower, you know, and then you can actually, they are beautiful images, that's because this image in the occult library things I have here, there is a lot of meditation on images and on imagining yourself going in a specific zone. So with that images that you show me now, you can actually do that. You can do a kind of out of body of experience and go in that moment, you know, in that images, and see yourself walking there. So you can even say, okay, you are right there, you feel the sand under your feet, there is a water, there is a beautiful sunshine, but then on the sand you see a word written on it, which is the word you're thinking. So you see, now you're taking this to a completely different level, because now they see the word they are thinking, the long word is written on the sand. So you can actually have them looking and visualize the word written on the sand, you know. You can take them in a journey. I mean, this is incredible. With one card you can spend like 10 minutes, man. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, did you sleep?
Not much.
I noticed that.
And then the other thing that's built into it is Phil Smith has a principle that we built into it called the stupid principle, which we designed for these cards. So obviously, because they're designed to look like motivational posters, each card has got a quote from a particular person.
Oh, okay, yes.
There's only five people who actually exist. The other 21 people are made up. So you can give them the cards and you can say, look, have a look through them. Have a look at the people that made quotes. There's entrepreneurs, celebrities, philosophers, motivational speakers. Have a look. Think of one person that you can picture. And then when you've got that, just put the cards away and let me know that you've got that person. So from the point of view of the audience, they could be thinking of any name,
any of the 20,
but you've actually only got them to think of five, because there's only five people they can actually think of. And there's a very simple progressive anagram type thing that allows you to get that one of the five names without, yeah, any fishing. So you can literally have somebody think of a name And then you can tell them exactly what name they're thinking of.
Oh man, is it like this is a show? I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know, we are now going so much forward. We are eliminating all the nonsense, and literally, we can go around with one deck and perform. I mean, this, for example, even if you do close up, you know, you just put this in. You do one thing at the table. You can do another thing even at the table close to them, or at the same table. You can use the same deck and do different routines.
Yeah, yeah. I've discovered that you can do a lot of classic card routines with these, and it feels completely different. So, for example, one thing that I do a lot, which was Peter Nardi's idea, because he's on the project, is a 10-card poker deal. So you have people, you say, take out 5 positive emotions that you feel positive about. Take out 5 negative emotions that you never want to feel.
Right.
And then pass them me. So they've picked out these 5 negative and these 5 positive emotions. And then you do a 10-card poker deal. You say, would you like to, do you feel positive about that? Pull it towards yourself. Do you feel negative?
Oh, yeah,
push it away. So they're going through all these cards and they're deciding whether they feel positive or negative about each card. And then they make all the choices and they turn them over, and they themselves have separated the positive cards and the negative cards out.
Good.
Yeah. So it's
a lot of things you can do, really. I was thinking even the simplest thing, like, you know, cutting the deck and mixing and dealing on the table. And then you create like 3 piles or 4 piles, and then the cards on top, they represent something. And it can be even, you can use for predictions, for straight mind reading. I mean, it can be done. So it's good, man. Very good. Oh, I mean, this will sell like cakes, 100%. And also, you know what I was thinking? I had the same thought when I produced my cards, the fact that the words are in English. Now, I tell you as an Italian, okay, that both the words and the quote you use, today, if you look around motivational quotes, you always find, internationally, you always find them in English.
Yes.
I don't know why, but maybe they have a different meanings. Maybe they sound different, you know, because one thing is to say that the motivational words in English and one thing is to say in German, which has a completely different sound.
Yeah.
Right? And the fact that I think this will also appeal international audience, because you can easily use the drawing if you don't want to use the word or the single words or the full quote. I mean, they are not even difficult to read or to understand.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very interesting thing. So yeah, well done, man.
Oh, Luca, thank you so much.
No, it's really good. I mean, you know, I knew there was going to be a good thing, because everything you released, I mean, is like you touch gold. In this, everything you do is gold, you know? And this, I think, again, for a mentalist point of view, if you have these things in your pocket, you can do so many things. You can just have these in your pocket. That's it. And I like the fact that you touch emotionally the people, because I saw the trailer, the girl that was trying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of things, of course, you don't want to make the people cry all the time. But the thing is that this is the mentalism that people will remember.
Yeah.
That's the kind of things that people will remember, because you can do after that, you don't need to do anything more. You know, any trick you can do, you can make hundreds of coin change places after that. But the people will only remember that moment.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I think it makes, and this is what we need, you know, because there is a lot of commercial routines which are great, but when you can really do something that change people's life or can make them think, it makes a huge difference, because you can also open a topic with them. You know, there is people that are going, especially after COVID, they went through anxiety and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
And when they get these cards, they have a quote or something that make them think, that you can start to talk with them. You can really change the way they feel just with a simple choosing, you know, one card. That's it. You can even use, you know what I was thinking? You can use a pendulum. So you basically, you can have the spectator choose an emotion, and you can say, look, when emotion, they have energy. So mix the emotion that you choose between 5 negative emotions. Okay? So, of course, you know from the marking, which is, you just need to see the minus and the plus. Yeah. Then you give them the pendulum and you say you need to attune yourself with the pendulum first. So you do the pendulum test and you tell them to move the pendulum around and you just work with them with some kind of magician choice thing. I have a very nice, actually, routine I do with the keys, which I blend patio force and magician choice that looks like, it looks very fair.
Wow.
So at the end, they can actually find the positive emotion between all the negatives. So they are they are eliminating all the negative ones and they find the positive ones.
That's great.
Through the pendulum. And literally you just need six cards in total and the pendulum and that's it. But it makes a big difference. Beautiful routine.
Oh, that's amazing. That's fantastic.
That's how I would use it. You know, I would use these cards like this 100% because I always carry a pendulum with me. So this is perfect because pendulum is positive, you know, so you can feel the positive energy. Even I was actually thinking, sorry if I tell you this thing, it's just my mind goes crazy when I see this thing. Imagine the classic flapless window envelope.
Yes.
So you can basically have like dead or alive test, but you have they choose one positive quotes they remember, okay? You place in the envelope and then say, look, we take this and we mix between another five envelopes that are only negative energies in it.
Yeah.
So you basically, with the flapless, you switch the positive, and now on the table, there are all five negative ones. So you say, look, choose one and just hold close to my hand. And you say, oh, this is negative, open, and she will find a negative one. At the end, you have the only one left. You just need to misread because you picked, of course, in the envelope. You place in your pocket, you can switch later, and that's it. And you can have, you know, duplicate the positive energy or the positive words on a page. So you can actually have the dead or alive with the envelopes, and everything is closed in the envelopes. You don't see anything. Even if they think there is a marking on the back of the cards, they can, because they are sealed in the envelopes, in manila envelopes.
That's great. And it's
a great routine because you find the positive one between all the negative, and then you reveal which is the main word on it. I mean, this is an act.
Yeah.
This is an act. It's an 8 minutes act at least.
Wow. That's incredible. That's what I think I'm most excited about. I think that people are going to get these, and I think they're going to come up with their own ideas, their own concepts, their own routines. There's people in mentalism that are far more intelligent than I'll ever be, you know, that have been doing it a lot longer. And I just wait to see what
100% for me will be pendulum and will be this energy, positive energy feeling with the envelopes. I mean, the envelope thing would be so clean because you show the cards, say, look, these are positive. You actually show. These are positive 13 different positive energy. Choose the one that means something to you. Place in the envelope face down. Hold this. And there are other five here. They contain five negative one. Mix yours with the other one. You know, positive energy. They have a positive words. They have positive feeling. Hold any one close to my hands. This is a negative one. Open. Yes. Boom. This is a negative. And at the end, you left the word. I said, look, I don't want it even to open it. Just let me feel. Think of the word that represents your feeling, your emotion. Look, now I'm moving from the card and I'm going into her brain.
Yeah.
Feel this emotion inside of you. Imagine to live that moment right now. Okay, I feel it. Look, I wrote something. Don't look at it. Let me see. You take the envelope. You miss call, of course, because you switched it. She turned it. Boom. I will do this. 100% as soon as I get the cards, I tell you. This will be my act with these cards in the show, straight in. I tell you right now, not kidding.
Oh, wow. That means so much. Luca, you've got no idea.
Feel free to use this idea if you want in the instruction or whatever.
I'm speechless. I really am. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
No, it's very good idea, man. I'm not telling you this because we're friends or absolutely. You know, it gives you many possibilities. You know, these are the things I like, because when you have one trick pony, it's good. It's very commercial. You know, the things we do, we release, fine. But this is the thing that once the people have in their hands, oh man, you see, just talking, I just come up already with two ideas.
Yeah.
I don't even have the deck.
Yeah.
So, and I will 100% I would use this.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Oh, well, send me your address and I'll get Murphy's to send you one like immediately.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. It's why Murphy need to send from, do you feel has some in UK?
No. At the moment, they're all in the warehouse in Murphy's, but they can send.
They're all there.
Yeah, they're all there. It's
you need to get some. You need to get some, man.
Oh yeah, they're going to send me some before it comes out. But
I mean,
I know got my.
You will sell out quickly, so make sure you get some for you.
Yeah, I think that people really like this. You know, speaking.
You know what I will do? I will do a special breakfast mentalism on your deck.
Well, if you want me to come on as a guest, I'm more than happy to.
That will be great. If you want, we can do actually a live in the group where we present this.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Because I have more than 5,300 mentalists in the group now. It's huge, that thing. I mean, everything. I have you saw it. I have Luch and Chris Rollins. They all come in the group because they want to launch their thing. They sell quite well, I have to say that. But you don't need it because you will sell quite easily. But again, if you want to do, it would be great. The people
I'd love to,
it.
Luke. I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love
when
to.
When this will be released?
I'm finding out off Murphy's soon. I think it's going to be the second or the third week of January.
Okay.
So as soon as I know a date, I can film this with you and we can coincide it to come out with the release date.
We can actually do a live in the
group. I'd love to do a live. Yeah.
Because we can have people asking questions and all this kind of thing. Would be better because when the people see the live video, they will join even more. So
yeah, 100%. I'd love to do it live.
Yeah, let's do it. I would be happy to launch this and do this in the group. Let me know when this will be released and we can arrange, with your time and my time, we can put together one day and
I'll find out off. I found out off Murphy's, and I'll message you tomorrow when they've got back to me the exact launch date. And if you give me your address, your post
I will
address,
send you now.
I'll have them send one over to you.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. I will play with this, and I will make sure that, I will talk about. Actually, you know what? I will post now. Let me do a picture, me and you here. Let me tease because I know how to tease the people in the group. Okay, just let me do a picture here. Here we go. There you go. Done.
Okay.
So I'm going to just say I just saw something from Craig that will kill, that they will mess the mentalism community, something around this line. They will shock the mentalism community or something like this.
Thank you so much, Luca. So I'm here with one of my favorite mentalists of all time, somebody I've seen perform, somebody I've seen lecture so many times. So incredible. I'm here with the legend, as far as I'm concerned, the legend Mark Paul, who I've just shown the trailer to Evoke 2, and I've just spent the last 20 minutes explaining all the different principles and all of the different methods and what's kind of built into it and what we were thinking of when we created the Evoke deck. And I wanted to basically ask you, Mark, what do you think?
Well, Craig, I have to say, thank you for sharing all of that. And when I say all of that, oh my gosh, it's amazing. You have built so much into this deck. It blows my mind. I mean, it's incredible what you have built in. And about, you've made it so easy for everyone. I'm a little bit worried that you're going to be transforming everybody into mentalists who would be able to deep dive into people's emotions and tell them what they're thinking and how they're feeling and all of that type of stuff, because that's what this deck does. No, it's incredible. It's an incredible achievement. You are such a knowledgeable performer. And to bring all that knowledge into this one deck, I genuinely believe that you have solved the problem of playing cards in mentalism, because if you use the Evoke deck, you can basically do any card trick, any sleight of hand, and it will have a mentalism edge to it that will totally transform the trick. Anything. Now, this is an amazing achievement. It really is.
Oh, wow. Thank you. And one of the things we talked about off camera is how easy it is to use, because you're very similar to me in that you don't want to have to do any hard work. You don't have to do mental gymnastics to get to the end result, right? And that's what we try to do with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you work in the real world like I do, you know, and although this would be great for hobbyists, it's perfect for the pro, you know, the person who's out there under fire, you know, because, you know, you never know what the venue is and, you know, what the lighting's like or the noise that's in the background or anything like that. So what you don't want to be doing too much mental gymnastics in those sort of situations. So the fact that you've built in, you know, I won't give anything away, but you're literally seeing the information. You don't have to think about anything. It's there. It's all available to you at the tip of your fingers. You know, readily visible, readily available. You don't have to think about it. And yet you will know exactly what your audience is thinking. So, yeah, no, again, another tip of the hat to you for making it so direct and so simple. No, really good. Really, really, really clever thinking.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I want to mention one other thing as well, because we didn't talk about this, but the most important thing for me and Phil Smith, who created the whole thing, was that the cards needed to look like the sort of thing that you'd pick up in a New Age shop, or you'd pick up in a shop at the airport. It was important that it didn't look like a magic trick.
Yeah, very much so. The fact, I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, it's not going to be the thickness of a deck of cards, you know, so immediately visually it's different. You know, yes, it's a similar size to a deck of cards, but that's convenient to put in your pocket. I mean, it looks like just one of those sort of, you know, after dinner type games that, you know, or a sort of memory game, those sort of cards that you get. Sometimes they're sort of point of sale, aren't they? You know, so you sort of people just pick them up. So the fact, I mean, from what you've shown me, the photos look beautiful. I mean, they really pop. They're really visual. They look lovely. And the principles that you've built into the photos blows my mind as well. I mean, you know, there is nothing in the design of these cards that has not been totally thought through, totally wrinkle-free. Everything is just so well thought through. The quotes are great. It looks totally like you're intending it to be a set of inspirational cards, inspirational quote cards, but you've got great visual images. The back design is very simple, very elegant, and Phil's design of it is genius to build so much in. All right. Again, I don't want to say too much, but so much.
I remember going to him and saying, right, Phil.
Did you go to him and say, literally, how much do you think you could fit into this?
Yeah, I said I want to put this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and I want to be able to have it so that you can see it instantly, but nobody else can. And he was silent for about 10 seconds, and he did that thing he does where he goes, give me a day or two. And then he came back with this. And it
well,
was
that,
like
that first thing you showed me, the sort of master key, shall we call it, is, you know, again, that's genius because it's just lines, but everything just pops and is clearly there. Once you told me what it is,
you can't
just see it all. It just is all there.
Do you remember that thing on Facebook a few years ago where there was a wall and a cigar was hidden in the wall and you can't see the cigar at all? You tell people there's a cigar there, no one can see it. But the second you've been told where it is, you look at that picture forevermore, you can't unsee it. It's the same with this. You could be staring at these cards and not see anything. But the second you know what you're looking for, it's almost like the Matrix where it's like, you know,
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Because, you know, you show me the back design. It's just a back design, you know. But as soon as that key is revealed to you, then it all opens up. All the possibilities are there right in front of you. No, it's amazing. No, it's like a magic trick in its own right, to be honest. No, it's an incredible achievement. I am still reeling from the amount that is built into it, the amount of effects that are already built in, the amount of things that you can reveal of an individual card or a set of cards or a group of cards. I mean, it's, you know, I'm going to go away and lay down and let my mind wander on. think.
That's what I'm excited about, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of people in mentalism that are way more experienced than I am and way more knowledgeable. And I can't wait to see what people like you and Michael Murray and Luca Volpe and Mark Elson and all these incredible mentalists that I have so much respect for. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with this, because I know that it's just going to be taken in a completely different direction. And it happened the other day with Ian. I was at the Magic Circle with Ian, and he was showing me this. He was fooling me with my own deck. And I was like, what? Because I was like, you're not even looking at the marks. And he was like, oh, I did this. I was like, I'd never even thought of doing that. So I can't wait to see what everyone is going to come up with, because you guys are so much more knowledgeable and experienced than me. So it's going to be great to see.
Yeah, but the thing is, Craig, you're out there and you're doing it. And as I said, you're very well read. You've got a lot of knowledge, and you know, you're putting that knowledge to very good use and coming up with, you know, new great products that move everything forward, you know, and that's what it's all about. One thing I would love to see, and I'm, you know, not suggesting you do this, is maybe a postcard version, you know, because then it would be for stage and or a parlor situation, you know, so it literally looks like a set of like emotional postcards, you know, inspirational postcards. That would be nice, because then that's something I would definitely, you know, bring into my act, you know. I mean, I've already got a sort of a card routine that I do that would be instantly enhanced by using it with the inspiration cards, with the evoke cards. It would be brilliant. So but just a thought, you know, just a thought.
I'm going to be ringing Murphy's up in about right, guys. This is what we're doing next.
You know, because more and more performers are doing the sort of little stand-up set, you know, for a group of like 20 people or, you know, 25 people or something like that. So just a thought. It's still got to be something that can fit in your breast pocket type thing. Yeah. So not, you know, we don't want like A4 versions, you know, that's no good. But something that's a little bit bigger, and I think postcards would look right as well, because
because they,
you know, I think we've seen these sort of things. Yeah. So just a thought, you know, and something to think about anyway. But I still think that what you've got here is an absolute gem. I think you've got something that is moving everything forwards. It's giving people the ability to also move very, very easily. You can transition from traditional magic into mentalism. And I know a lot of people sort of want to do that, and they're not sure quite how to do that. And what this does is, you know, just getting them to choose. If you just imagine this, you know, the most basic effect. You ask someone to just dig down inside themselves and try and get in tune with themselves and how they feel at this moment in time. You give them the evoke deck and they go through and they take out the emotion that is the one that most closely resembles how they're feeling at this moment. Of course, you know what it is. Mm. You're now revealing their deep feelings. This goes way beyond a card trick. You know, you tell them the four of clubs, or you tell them how they're feeling. I mean, that's just great. You really have solved the problem of playing cards and mentalism, I think. It's just, the solution is use an evoke deck. That's the solution. That should be end of discussion. What do you think of playing cards and mentalism? Use an evoke deck. End of discussion. There you go.
That is the Swiss Army knife of mentalism effects and props. Listen, if anybody would even try a card trick afterwards, that they'd fall flat on their face. What you would like, this could replace card magic in a different kind of way. Brilliant idea to put this into I love the Living Dead test, by the way. That was great, using these. That's great. I remember the first time I did mentalism, where I knew that mentalism was a very strong essence in itself, is when I made somebody cry. Mm. And it really messed with me of how to handle that. It was a long time ago, and it was really intense. And I was like, whoa, I've tapped into something way different than making coins go across from hand to hand. When I saw that girl cry, it brought that back to me again. It's such an it's so powerful. That's so powerful. What, are you going to make cards vanish and go somewhere else? No, that's, you can't do anything afterwards.
You really like can.
This is one of those things I wish you never put out, and I just knew about it. Like, I really want that. I would wish that more, but at the same time, you know, it's important for everybody to experience this. That was amazing, man. That's so cool. That's so cool. What a brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah. I worked with Phil Smith on this. You know how good Phil is.
Yeah, of course.
And he was so passionate about making sure that these things look like what they are. So it doesn't look like a magic prop. We spent so much time and effort making them look like something that
they look like posters on a dentist wall or in a teacher's lounge or whatever. I mean, you've taken something that people just pass by on in a room most times as an inspirational quote or whatever, and you've taken it and you've built a complete pathway into someone's heart and mind. I mean, that's remarkable. That's a miracle. That's true astonishment right there.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just.
Can I go through what's on the back of the cards and the principle that's built into it? And
is the crib on the back of each card?
You check this out. So what we have, let me show you this. So there's more built into this than you could possibly imagine. So first of all, these are the cards. These are the backs of the cards, right?
Yeah.
We wanted to be able to. So first of all, there's 26 cards, and each emotion, it's basically an alphabetical stack. They can be stacked, but they don't have to be stacked. So you've got anxiety through to xenophobia. And by the way, there's 13 negative emotions and there's 13 positive emotions. Mm. The negative emotions are black and white, and the positive emotions are color.
So, it's great. Great.
Yeah. So for out of this world, you've got a real visible.
That's great.
Yeah. Right. But
yeah.
So you don't have to have them stacked, but with an alphabetical stack, obviously they take a card. You look at what the bottom card is, you're going to know what the card is they've taken, but that involves memory. And me and Phil went back and forth trying to figure out how to actually mark these things. Phil came up with a brand new marking system. Now, if you look at the backs of the cards, you'll see that there's lines, and each line is made of squares. I'm going to share something with you very quickly so you get this. This here is the system that Phil designed. So each square looks like it's just
holy shit.
That is
holy an alphabet shit. Right
there, going from A through to
Z. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that's so good.
But when you
that's so deceptive, diabolically deceptive, man.
So now look at the hang on, let me just go full screen on this.
I would call that the caveman marking system.
Look at the top line. You should be able to see boredom. So, wait. Boredom.
Yeah, so and yeah, then, B-O-R. Yeah, let me see it again.
And I'm going to show you the next one, anxiety. You should just be able to see.
Hold on, let's see, anxiety. Yeah, absolutely. So easy to read, dude. And it's always in the upper, it's always in the upper the corner.
Line, starting at the upper line. Yeah. Now, the other thing.
On the other, so if the cards are turned over, if it's a, if yeah, it's still it's up on that sides line. Yeah, well, that's great.
And the next line down tells you what the following card is in the stack.
Oh, fuck you.
So if you go back and look there, you see boredom at the top.
The next and the anxiety is next to it. Yeah.
So they can literally they can take it. You can turn back round. You can just look at the balance of the deck and you're gonna know what the card is they've taken. Now the quotes, so we did that first of all. And then so each card, these are the cards here, each card has got a quote on it, right? So underneath the emotion, you've got the quote. I built the mother of all protests into the quote. So each quote only has one long word. But unlike mother of all book tests, there's 26 long words. So you can have them think of a card, you can have them take a card, and you can have them read through the quote and pick a long word. And you're going to know instantly what the long word is because and I'll show you this. If you look at this one, the third line down tells you what the word is that they're going to think of. So if you look here,
one, two, three.
Confidence at the top, then boredom underneath.
Boredom, and then the third one perseverance. Oh, it's so good. God, that's good.
So, and that's on the following card. So you can literally have them take a card or take the card, put it away. And just by looking at the balance of the deck, and by the way, you can see this from a mile off, even if you've got bad vision, because it just jumps out at you, this marking system does. You can see it.
Well, the further away you are, I would imagine it actually is bigger, because you're trying to focus. And if you're real close, you're focusing on each square. But if you back up, you could see the whole word easily. Yeah. As soon as you start putting that up to the camera now, your camera to your camera, I can instantly start to see the word at the moment you start to go like this. Like, that's crazy. That's the best marking system for cards I've seen.
Insane. Then the top right corner has a plus or a minus, and that tells you if it's a positive or a negative emotion.
That's great.
You don't have to look at the actual, you can just look for the plus and the minus, and that's going to tell you exactly what you need to know.
That's great, dude.
Now, the next thing is, on the images, obviously there's 13 black and white, there's 13 color, based on positive or negative emotions. But the other thing that I did in the images, I built the Quran system into the images. So there's only 5 images repeating throughout. So if you look here, you've got flower, tree, mountain, waterfall, and then the ocean. And then now you've got flower, different flower though, different tree, mountain, ocean. And then you're back to flower, tree, mountain, waterfall, ocean, all the way through.
That's great.
You can do the insane predictions with the Quran principle built into there. You can do, Pete Turner's got a really nice tossed out deck style thing where he's getting people, he's doing like 5 drawing duplications at the same time. He just takes the deck, he says, shuffle it, look at one, shuffle it, look at one, shuffle it, look at one. And he's telling them.
That's great.
Everything that they're thinking.
Oh, that's so good.
And then Phil Smith built something into this, which is my favorite thing to do. He built in something called the Stupid Principle that he published about 15 years ago. And the idea of this is, obviously, there's the quotes in there. And each quote is given by a different person. So with this Stupid Principle, you can give them the cards. And you can say, look through the cards and think of, obviously, there's different quotes by different people, as philosophers, entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, business people, sports people, celebrities. Go through, pick anyone that you want to, someone who you can visualize, and then just put the cards to one side. So they look through all the names, they pick one, they put them to one side, and immediately you're going to know the name they're thinking of. And the reason is, out of the 26 cards, there's only 5 cards that have real names in them. The other 21 are made up. They don't.
Okay.
They're made up names. So when you tell them to go through and picture somebody they can visualize, they're only going to get one of 5 people, because there's only 5 people they can visualize. There's 21 people don't exist. And the 5 people that they can visualize are very well-known celebrities. It's Johnny Depp, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and Tom Cruise.
Oh, so they're actual people that they would recognize in the world. Yeah, so I got 5
people that they would recognize. The other
and the other ones are like Dr. Jim Zimbabwe or what? Or who
knows? Yeah, exactly. And those 5 names, there's a very simple phishing system based on the length of their name, which allows you to know who they're thinking of. So you can literally have them go through the deck and think of any one of the names, and you can just tell them the name of the person they're thinking of.
That's great. That, like in the trailer for Johnny Depp, she lost her mind, dude. Mm. Yeah, that's great. That's brilliant. Is that it? Is there anything else built in this thing?
Well, the names of the celebrities are also marked on the backs of the cards as well. So if you want to have a name divination of the actual celebrity or the actual person that's left the quote, their names are also on there on the markings on the back as well. So you can
wow.
Get name of the
wow.
Oh, and also on the backs of the cards, you've also got what the image is. So it's going to tell you what the image is on the card and what the image is on the next card as well. So,
dude, that's insane. That's ridiculous. Like, I can't think of another marking system in mentalism that hits every single button here, every single one. And the fact that you can get all the information from the back of one card, that's next level, dude. That's never been done before. Yeah, bravo, man. Bravo. Bravo, man.
You saw the thing that Pete did at the beginning where he knocked the person out and took their ability to
win. Yeah.
You get a bonus card with it, the indecision card. You get another indecision card where all of the letters are just completely jumbled up. So all Pete did was force this jumbled up indecision card, had them read it, and he couldn't. And as he turned around to show the audience, he just did a top change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got that's that great. Well, for that, just as a little bonus thing, like a 100 monkey type routine, but with
that kills and... though. That right there is worth everything. I mean, but and then they get the deck, dude, and the marking system. I mean, you did it again, man. You did it again. You're bringing out bangers, dude. Bangers. There's no stopping Craig Petty. There's no stopping Craig Petty right now.
Man, that means so much coming from you. It really does.
That's crazy. I can't wait till this comes out. I want to get some. I have some really cool ideas already with this.
I'll
get a great idea.
I'll get Murphy's to send one over to you.
Okay. What a great idea. Never been done before. Never been done before. You're not searching for the names. You're not trying to squint. Everything is clear. And you can do almost every principle in mentalism.
And you know the other thing that you can do with it as well as doing mentalism? A couple of things that are really nice about it. The first is you can apply card tricks to this thing and they feel more than just card tricks. Like,
sure,
like,
of course.
Like a triumph, you know, like a triumph is a triumph. It's great. But with this, you're talking about, hey, you know, as you go through life, your emotions are all mixed up all the different ways, but you have to focus on that one emotion that you care about more than anything else. And it becomes a completely different thing. And I can't, it's like you said at the beginning, I can't follow this. I can't follow this with a coin trick. If I do this,
you absolutely can't. Well, here's another reason you can't follow this with another piece of magic that might be amazing by itself, right? Here's because we live in a world right now where identity is the currency of these generations. And what you're doing is you're reaching into people's lives and you're bringing out emotion from them that they have, as you saw that girl cry, she's suppressed a lot of stuff already, you can tell, because she just exploded with crying because it brought her back to something.
She told me afterwards, by the way, she's a circus performer and she was brought up in the circus.
Wow.
And I asked her to take an emotion out that she could relate to, something that affected her. And she took out nervous. And it's because when she was growing up, she was expected to go into the family business and be a high wire artist, and she couldn't. She was scared every time she went up there, and she felt like she was disappointing her parents and disappointing her. And one day it clicked, and just taking that one card out and thinking about that brought it all back home to her.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So you're gonna. This is one of those effects. I truly believe that there are times in history where a magic effect has been used or created to really connect to the world at large. I think we can look at, you know, the Statue of Liberty for Copperfield, where that connected with the idea of freedom and what we have here in America, and the freedom of people all over the world. This is one of those effects for this kind of generation that will really force them to experience an emotion that they might have been suppressing. What do you call it? Evoke. Great name, by the way. Evoking emotions. Evoking. Yeah. This could truly be a therapeutic and meditative effect if used correctly for people. I could see this healing a lot of people's deep traumas that they might have if done correctly and shown correctly. Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the thing about mentalism, right? This is one of the biggest things. And I was gosh, man, it was just, and I stopped doing mentalism for quite a while after I made this girl cry, right? I didn't personally make her cry, but the experience made her cry, and what I was doing made her cry, because because what I was doing was connecting to something that truly happened in her life, right? That's what's bringing these emotions out of people. It scared the shit out of me, man. It scared the shit out of me because I realized I was connected to something that was deeper than me and deeper than her. And I was able to cause that. I was facilitating it. I was able to, you know. So the way I see these kind of things is like a shaman in a tribe. And what is a shaman's job? Well, a shaman's job is to bring people gently into a spiritual nature, or to have them connect to spiritual things that are beyond the physical realm, right? And to teach them and help them and guide them. And so this has I wouldn't even just say this has the potential. This has everything included in it, where if it's done correctly and handled correctly, this could truly help so many people get through, breaking through to things that they probably haven't even touched on in their own thought life. And you're doing it in a way that it doesn't feel like a magic trick at all. It has a sense of, it's weird. It has a sense of urgency that almost needs to happen. It's such a strange thing, because you're not using a deck of cards. You're not using coins. You're not using the common everyday objects that magicians use. You're using something that no magician, that you're using something that every magician has wanted to use and doesn't really know how to use. And sometimes they hit upon it, and you're using humanity. You're using actual humans in the effect itself. The effect is humanity. The effect is humans. It's not about the cards, even. It's not about the words. It's not about any of the stuff you reveal. It's about truly allowing that human to feel safe enough to experience something deep inside of them that needs to come out. That's what this is. That's what this is, man. Yeah. I think you sell yourself short when you call it a cards. It's so much more than just cards. It's a ticket to be free. Really, it truly is. And, you know, I'm glad Pete Turner's on it too, because I mean, it's perfectly fit for him.
Oh yeah. I mean, I knew from the very beginning I wanted Pete to be a part of this. And when he saw what it was, he was like, yeah, I'd love to.
You'd be crazy not to. Yeah. Yeah. Genius, dude. Absolute genius. Congratulations again. What is this? The 107th Craig Petty project in the past 2 years?
I think it's probably something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. You should be very happy about this. Thrilled. Yeah. Well, Murphy's is going to sell out 3, 4, 8 times over, dude. There's no question. If people don't have this in their arsenal every single day, and they're thin enough, right? They're not like
it's 26 cards. It's a thin.
It's only 26.
Yeah. Although Bill put 30 on the box because he didn't want people to psychologically think 26 alphabet.
Oh, and see the separation. Yeah.
He put 30. It actually says on the front of the box 30 motivational. You know, your daily dose of inspiration, 30 motivational messages, but it's actually 26.
Well, no, there's 4 extra cards you could say, but those are the secret ones. And, you know, it takes a certain level to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, why not? Absolutely. That's so good. So good. I wish I had one in my hands right now, dude.
Well,
so
I will get, man, I'll get Murphy's to send you one over.
That'd be cool. That'd be rocking, man.
I'll get him to send one over. I'd love you to have one. I really would.
Oh, it's probably one of the greatest things I've seen in a long time, man. It really is. And I've stayed away, except for Renner cards and ESP cards, with markings on the backs. And I've got 1914s, their thing. And I've really stayed away from decks or cards that have marking systems because either they weren't reliable or they just didn't fit. I didn't like the back design. the thing about the back design for this one, what does it say in the front or in the middle? What's it, what does it say?
It says your daily dose of you know,
the back of the card.
Yeah, I've used them a million times and I cannot remember. Let me just look.
Negative emotions to go for.
That's a really great question. Actually, I can look it up on here. What am I doing? Hang on. I can look it up on here.
It's on your phone. You showed
it's the picture. It's on my phone. Yeah. I'm an absolute idiot. Yeah.
Definitely not an idiot.
It says, it says inspirational motivation. Then above it says meaningful quotes for daily affirmation.
Dude, people will eat this up. They'll eat this up.
I haven't shown you the card box, actually. Let me show you the card box.
Oh, that looks great. That looks great. It looks like something you just put on your desk and you look at each card one a day.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. Doesn't look magic-y. Doesn't look tricky. That's great. Ah, brilliant, dude. Brilliant. There's nothing else more I can say.
So I'm here with Jake Keane. Jake, you've just seen Evoke, and I've talked you through kind of all of the principles that are built into it. I'm not a mentalist. I'm pretending to be a mentalist. I'm a coin guy that's dabbles with mentalism. But you are who I consider to be one of the top mentalists in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I think you're amazing. So I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Oh, thank you, dude. But I mean, considering what I've just seen, I'm pretty sure you can stop saying I'm not a mentalist, because it's probably a better mentalism creation than anything I'll ever come up with.
you really like it? That means a lot. Genuinely, I have imposter syndrome in the mentalism community. I really do. Like, I have massive imposter syndrome. It's like this. I don't feel like I belong in that sort of world, because I'm a guy that like goes to gigs and pulls sponge balls out and stuff like that. Like, and so like I hear it's like, oh, it's really good. And it's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. That's, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. I'm all over the place at the moment.
It's hard to take compliments at face value sometimes when you doubt yourself, but I'd be listening to them if I were you, you know, with the style of magic and mentalism that I'm into, sometimes the effect or the trick doesn't necessarily matter as much as the emotional connection that you can make with the participant. So pieces of magic like this, props like this, they're kind of shortcuts to this intimate connectivity. And I view so much of my toolbox as paths that I can go down depending on where I want the final location or reaction to be. And stuff like this, it's like going down one of those paths, but taking a Ferrari that goes from naught to, oh, this person knows my deepest hopes, dreams, and worries in seconds.
Oh, wow. Well, one thing I found with it is when I do some of the routines from Evoke, I can't follow it with anything. Mm. Like, I just can't. I can't then pull out four coins and say, now we're going to make four coins jump from one place to another, or, hey, I'm going to solve a Rubik's Cube with one hand. I'm done. They don't care. They've just had this kind of moment, this kind of very emotive thing that's happened to them. And it's very difficult to follow up with any traditional magic that I've ever performed before.
Yeah, I think if you're going to pick a closer or a one and done kind of effect, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I've never really considered, you know, for me as a performer, performing magic, it's always been about entertainment value. And I listened to the podcast where you and Lloyd talk about building, you know, like a connection with your audience. And I'm like, yeah, that's important. But it's only since actually using this stuff in the real world. And you saw in the trailer, you know, the girl crying, you know, yeah. she was in bits. And all I'd done is really simple, like the equivalent of a card trick. I had her pick an emotion that she could relate to. Mm. And I had to think of it, and I told her what the emotion was. You never get that with a card trick. Pick a card. You're thinking of the Seven of Clubs.
Yeah,
they're not gonna fall apart crying over you finding a playing card. And that kind of shows you how important this sort of stuff is, right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the best mentalism effects are those that act like a mirror, and you're holding them up to the participants, and they can't help but see aspects of themselves in it. They're doing all the recognizing. things that resonate with them. They're creating it themselves. I would be very hard pressed to name a ready-made roster of effects that accomplishes that as well as this deck of cards.
Because I'm not as well read in the mentalism world as you are. And so to hear you say, well, you know, I'd find it difficult to think of something that does that as well as this, just kind of blows me away, to be perfectly honest. It really does, especially coming from somebody like you, who I have so much respect for.
Oh, thank you, dude. But I mean it, every word. I also really like the fact that if you are primarily a card magician, wanting to add just another layer of kind of sentimental ties to your act, this is a way to bypass all the billet peaks and the stuff that might not interest you and use your actual current skill set to your advantage.
Yeah, I'd never even thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right. You know, if you've never done anything like this before, you can use traditional card routines with this deck and have a completely different outcome. Like, I do a routine with this deck, which is in essence a triumph. So you're just doing a triumph. Now, you do a triumph with a deck of cards, it's a triumph. It's like, yeah, it's a great trick. Oh, look, all the cards turned over. But when you do it and you talk about how, you know, people's lives are in turmoil, their emotions are all over the place. Sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down. You have to focus on that one emotion that means to you more than anything else. And then you can try and steady the waves and that one emotion will stand out. You've in essence done the same thing, but it has a completely different effect on the audience.
Mm. There's certain words, certain sentiments and certain questions that you can ask a participant that they've got no choice but to answer. There's no way for them to ignore it the same way they might ignore, oh, you chose the Seven of Clubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I like the fact that it isn't just an effect. It's kind of like a new tool set. It's a new toolbox. Because you can use it for reading prompts, just literally just trigger words to heighten certain emotions in a routine. You could use it for multiple outs if you want to, or this litany of jumping off points that you can weave into and around your existing mentalism routines.
Oh, absolutely. Well, one thing that Peter Nardi talks about is using it in the context of a peak of a name. So he has somebody write down the name of a friend from school, and he puts it into his stealth assassin. It's Peter Nardi. Obviously, it's going to be a stealth assassin. Yeah. So he puts it into his stealth assassin, right? So they thought of a name of somebody at school, put it into a stealth assassin. He then hands them the evoke cards, and he says, look, go through them and find an emotion that you feel is the best emotion to describe this person that you're thinking of. So they do that, and they take the emotion and then they bury it into the deck. And obviously, because of the system, he knows exactly what the emotion is immediately. But now he then goes back into the wallet to get another business card. And he's already, you know, there's the time misdirection there. He's got the peak, but it's happening ages after they put the card in there. But now, and I've tried this and I've seen Pete do it, and it's absolutely 100% correct. It becomes more impressive that he gets the name, because before he even gets the name, he knows how they view that person because of the emotion. So on there's a live performance on the actual evoke performance where I do this, and they write down the name of their best friend at school, and it was Becky, and I remember it, I'll never forget it. And I said, take an emotion out, and the emotion she took out was xenophobia. I'm like, this is a bit weird. Now, I'm new to all of the mentalism stuff, right? And instinctively, I was just like, okay, so think of this person at school. You had a falling out, didn't you? And they were like, oh my God, how'd you know? You had a pretty big falling out and you've not spoken since. She was your best friend and now you've had this massive falling out. Okay. And it was over something that you disagreed with. You felt that she was a bit racist. I hadn't even told her the name. And she was just like in bits. She was just like, how did you know that? That was such, I've not told anybody. The name was almost like secondary. It didn't matter. What mattered was the fact that I kind of almost accurately described this thing that happened in her life that she'd never told anybody. And it all came about because of this one word that she, or this one emotion that she attributed to the name of her friend. And it's crazy that you can do that sort of thing.
It's the same type of addiction as when you first do a coin trick or a card trick. It's like rediscovering it when you realize how powerful something as simple as the most basic reading can be, just incorporated into an effect.
Yeah, it's mad. I've never, you know, I've been doing magic professionally for about 30 years. I've never seen reactions like that before, with people crying and screaming, and it's almost like you can see straight into their soul.
Yeah, and it I'm kind of excited about this deck of cards because some people are not as comfortable with some of the processes that might be involved in even just the fundamentals of basic mentalism, and this is like a cheat code for it.
Yeah, it's kind of how to do that stuff, but in a kind of a very easy kind of way where you don't have to spend years looking into techniques and methods like you have. You can kind of go straight into it through the use of these cards, I suppose.
Yeah, I think you're going to be responsible for some very talented mentalists in the next decade or so.
Well, if I can get more people into mentalism, that's great. But it genuinely, Jake, it means the world that you like this. It really does.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV. Or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.